We must learn to question authority in the manner of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I'm going to unpack that in a moment, but I want to start first with a story. It happened about a couple of months ago. I was preaching on the Alfie controversy in England. I won't get into the whole homily, but afterwards, somebody approached me and they said, "Father, I believe you've got some of the information wrong." And they were somebody who was a medical professional in that field. And in that moment, I had a choice to make. Was I gonna stand up and try to defend myself, or was I gonna listen to the person? And what I've always believed as a leader, and what I've always encouraged, more so at ECU Newman, because I don't interact as often with the parish council and the different leadership groups in St. Peter's, but I always encourage people to ask questions. I always encourage people to be what they sometimes call a devil's advocate and to challenge me on things, because I've generally found, even though I don't like being challenged, it's not always fun, it's not comfortable, in the long run, it's better for a healthy organization. So the parishioner challenged me on my Alfie homily. And I listened to it and I thought about it, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think she's here, but my first reaction, well, she's gonna hear it maybe recorded. My first reaction was I wasn't too happy, I was a little annoyed. But then I went back to the rectory, had a little bit of lunch, pondered it, and I was getting ready for the 5 p.m. Mass, and I realized, you know what, she was right, I need to change my homily. So I had to scrap my homily and do a new homily. The point I'm making is this idea that often gets expressed. So psychologists would talk about, in the face of scandals, in the face of controversies, one dynamic they say that's highly problematic is when a group is too cohesive. So they talk about, there's a book called The Lucifer Effect by the psychologist Dr. Philip Zimbardo, and he studied different dynamics of groups. He did the famous Stanford prison experiment. He also studied the Abu Ghraib scandal, I don't know if you remember that, with the prisons in Iraq. And he also talked with my sister. My sister helped him with his book and some of the dynamics in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba with the prisoners there. Of course, she didn't give away any classified information, but was kind of an advisor. And what he said in that book, and what he studied time and time again, is when a group is too cohesive, when there's no questions being asked, when there's no challenges to authority, that's precisely when bad ideas start to multiply. They call it in psychology groupthink. So the group is too cohesive. And what they say is you need a little bit of challenge. You need periodic disagreements and conflicts in a group. And that helps an organization to grow. I think we're finding within the church, I don't know how much, a lot of people haven't really been following the scandal because it hasn't really broke mainstream news. But us priests and religious are intimately aware that there's been a huge scandal these past couple of weeks that have really rocked the church. And I would say, actually, Dr. Philip Zimbardo wrote about this with the initial scandal in 2001. And what he argued was one of the main problems was a tendency of groupthink, that there had developed in the American church, particularly in the American church, a kind of blind obedience to authority. Now, when people hear that, they say, well, what does that have to do with today's gospel and today's first reading? Because while it seems well that the psychologists say that we need to challenge authority in a respectful way, we need to, for the sake of the whole, it seems like Christianity holds up the complete opposite. It's like if ancient Israel hadn't complained, it would have gone better for them. If they had just submitted to Moses in the first reading and they just trusted, hey, Moses was God's anointed. You know, why didn't they just trust him? And then obviously in the gospel, it's like, why don't they just trust Jesus? If you're familiar with the Bread of Life discourse, Jesus unfolds his teaching of the Eucharist, and then almost a majority of people leave him immediately after. So before this, he's multiplied the loaves. He's created this profound miracle. Then he's gonna teach on the Eucharist in the Bread of Life discourse, and then a majority of people are gonna leave. And it seems like there's these two extremes, like either it's blind obedience or you question everything. And that's the danger. It's not about those either of those extremes. And I think the answer can be found not necessarily in today's readings, but in the Blessed Virgin Mary. She at the Annunciation, she questioned an angel. Think about that for a moment. That's pretty profound. If you look at the Old Testament, you look at the New Testament, nobody ever questioned an angel the way she did. Zechariah did, but he did it in such a way that was disrespectful. We don't know exactly how. You imagine maybe it was in this tone of voice. But the Blessed Virgin Mary, questioned an angel. She even, in a certain sense, challenges Jesus at the wedding feast of Cana. So what we see is there's a middle ground. It's not just about blind obedience, but on the same hand, it's not about a rebellious spirit. And this can apply to many different aspects of our lives. When we learn, when we grow, we need to trust, in a certain sense, the authorities. I don't know about you, but when I studied science, I didn't prove all of the different theorems. I didn't go back and make sure and verify everything that's been taught to me. There was a trust in the system, but on the same hand, a willingness to stand up. That's what we need to instill in our young people. So we even hear in today's reading, the doctrine of the Eucharist, and there's many other church teachings that young people could have a hard time with, or young people that were just on a mission trip. There's many questions they might have. My concern with young people is not that they ask hard questions, but they don't seek good answers. I've seen so many people who are experts at raising questions, but then they never ask somebody who can actually answer it. They never actually seek an answer. I think that's also the quality of asking questions and challenging authority like the Blessed Virgin Mary. Challenging, but being open to an answer. So I think we need to instill that in our church moving forward to overcome future scandals. We need to develop that sense it's good to challenge authority, but to do so in a respectful way. I'm going to try to implement that with the bishop. You know, it's hard to do. It's hard to do with your bishop. To not be afraid to challenge, but to do so in that Marian sense, with trust and with confidence, not with anger, not with disordered emotions, but with the stillness of the Holy Spirit. Amen.